A woman touches an ancient stone and wakes up 2 centuries in the past. It sounds like fantasy, until you realize it's really a story about choice. What would you do if you could never go home? More importantly, what if you discovered that home wasn't a place or a time, but a person? Claire Randall's journey through the Standing Stones at Cragna Dun transforms her from a 1945 combat nurse on a Scottish holiday into an accidental time traveler thrust into the violent world of 1743. Her husband, Frank, a mild-mannered history professor, becomes a memory as she confronts his ancestor, Captain Jonathan Blackjack Randall, a sadistic British officer whose cruelty will haunt the entire narrative. The Scotland Claire knew as peaceful ruins now pulses with clan warfare, political intrigue, and the looming shadow of the Jacobite Rising. Her modern medical knowledge becomes both her greatest asset and her most dangerous secret, marking her as either a valuable healer or a suspicious witch. Castle Leoch pulses with political intrigue. Colum Mackenzie rules with a brilliant mind trapped in a twisted body, while his brother Dougal commands warriors with charisma and ambition. Claire finds herself caught in their power struggle, watched constantly, suspected of being an English spy. Every conversation becomes a chess move. Then there's Jamie Fraser, the young outlaw with a price on his head and scars that tell stories of survival. His dislocated shoulder brings him to Claire's makeshift surgery, but it's his genuine kindness that captures her attention. Unlike others at Castle Leoch, he treats her with respect. As she learns his history, false murder charges, brutal floggings by Blackjack Randall, the loss of his home, she sees past the Highland warrior to the educated, multilingual man beneath. Their connection deepens during Dougal's rent-collecting journey, where Jamie's scarred back becomes propaganda for the Jacobite cause. Claire witnesses the cynical manipulation of clan loyalty, knowing what history holds, the catastrophic defeat at Culloden that will destroy Highland culture. But how do you warn people about a future you're not supposed to know? Marriage as political strategy rarely sparks passion, yet Claire and Jamie's wedding night defies expectations. The ceremony blends necessity with tradition. Ancient Celtic vows spoken in a borrowed gown, witnessed by conspirators who need Claire legally Scottish to shield her from Randall. What transforms this arrangement is Jamie's vulnerability, his confession of virginity, his determination to honor his bride despite rushed circumstances, his genuine desire to make their first night memorable. Their physical connection surprises them both, but emotional intimacy truly binds them. Jamie's Paris education, linguistic fluency, and analytical mind contrast sharply with his warrior image, while nightmares and scars reveal his trauma. Claire's growing love creates an impossible dilemma. She's still married to Frank in 1945. The answer comes at Cragna Dun, where Jamie takes her back to the stones and offers freedom. Standing before the portal home, Claire consciously chooses to stay. This isn't about being trapped, it's about choosing her future. She shares her knowledge of Culloden, and together they commit to the impossible, changing history itself. Lallybroch represents everything Jamie lost and everything Claire never knew she needed. The ancient estate embodies Fraser family legacy stretching back generations. Jamie's reunion with his sister Jenny resolves years of misunderstanding about her encounter with Blackjack Randall. Sibling love tested but unbroken by time and trauma. Their Highland stubbornness gives way to tears and reconciliation. For Claire, Lallybroch becomes the first real home she's known since losing her parents. She treats tenants' ailments, manages household affairs, and earns Jenny's grudging respect. The daily rhythms of estate life give her a sense of belonging she never experienced in her own time. Jamie flourishes as Laird, his natural leadership winning tenant loyalty. In quiet moments, they dream of children playing in the courtyard, of peaceful years ahead. But peace proves fleeting. Jamie's capture by the Watch, betrayed by one of their own tenants, shatters their domestic idyll. Claire and Jenny's desperate pursuit showcases both women's determination, though Jenny must eventually return to her newborn. Claire continues with Murtaugh, Jamie's godfather, their quest taking them through treacherous Highland terrain in search of the man they both love. Disguised as La Dame Blanche, Claire and Murtaugh travel village to village as performers, gathering intelligence through fortune-telling and healing while spreading word of Jamie. The strategy works until Dougal Mackenzie delivers crushing news. Jamie awaits execution at Wentworth Prison. Dougal dismisses rescue as impossible, then proposes marriage, not from love, but to control Lallybroch. His capitulation disgusts Claire, yet her determination inspires several men to defy their chief. Inside Wentworth, they discover Black Jack Randall's horrifying bargain, Jamie's complete submission in exchange for Claire's life. Though she initially escapes, Claire refuses to abandon him. The rescue involves Macronic's cattle stampeding toward the prison, creating chaos for their desperate mission. They succeed, but Jamie emerges physically broken and psychologically shattered. The proud warrior now flinches at touch, his spirit crushed by systematic torture and violation. As they flee to a French abbey, Claire faces her greatest challenge, healing wounds medicine cannot reach. At the Abbey of Saint-Anne-de-Beaupré, Jamie's body fights infection while his spirit surrenders to death. Claire treats his physical wounds, but his deeper trauma manifests in violent nightmares and dissociation. He refuses food, turns from comfort, speaks only when forced. The monk's prayers and Brother Roger's counsel cannot penetrate his prison of shame. Claire's desperate gambit, impersonating Randall to trigger his trauma, risks destroying him or breaking through his walls. His unleashed fury allows him to finally release suppressed pain and rage, illustrating a central truth. Real healing requires confronting our deepest wounds. Jamie must reclaim his agency and sense of self through expressing rage and grief rather than succumbing to shame. As Jamie recovers in the Abbey Gardens, Claire confesses her time travel story to Father Anselm. He accepts it as God's mysterious plan, offering absolution and understanding. Claire no longer carries her secret alone. In the Abbey's hot springs, their bodies scarred from all they've endured, Claire reveals she's pregnant. For Claire, who believed herself barren, it's a miraculous beginning. For Jamie, it offers family and legacy despite his outlaw status. As they plan to travel to France and prevent the Jacobite rising, they understand their story has only begun. What makes this tale resonate isn't the time travel or historical detail, it's the fundamental truth at its core. Love means choosing someone across impossible barriers and building a life together despite everything. "I wanted you more than I ever wanted anything in my life," Jamie tells Claire. In those words lies everything. A love powerful enough to transcend time, heals seemingly impossible wounds, and transforms strangers into soulmates who choose each other again and again.